Kandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurnalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Kadaki Swapadantikam Vandeham Shigra Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigram Vaishnavam Scha Shirupam Sagudatam Sahagana Raganatam Vidam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Vidam Scha Hey Krishna, Karna, Sindho, Vinabandho, Dugatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namosite, Tapta, Kanchana, Gorangi, Radhe, Vrindavana, Shri, Krishivana, Sudha, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Vanchakapo, Trubhyascha, Kripa, Sinu, Vyagasha, Padidanam, Bhavane, Yo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Chaitvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Chaitvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktivinoda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktivinoda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhu Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra, Text Number 1. Is there anything on the board? Doesn't, because actually there, I'm just going to read the English, because there's no purport up until verse number 8. Translation. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Lord Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda, Jayadvaita Chandra Jayagora Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijaya. During the ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijaya ceremony be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rath Yatra. Falisti daita gana yena matahati. Jagannatha vijaya kare kare hatahati. Falishta daita gana yena matahati. Jagannatha vijaya karaya kari hatahati. Falishta daita gana yena matahati. Jagannatha vijaya
karaya
gana yena matahati. Jagannatha vijaya karaya. Ladies. Balista daita gana. Very strong. Daitas.
Or carriers of Lord Jagannath.
Yena. As it.
As
if. As if. Matahati.
Drunken elephants.
Jagannatha
of Lord Jagannath.
Vijaya.
Departure.
Karaya. Pause. Kari.
Performing.
Hatahati. Hand to hand. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The very strongly built daitas, carriers of Lord Jagannath, Didi, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport. The word daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as daitas. These servants do not come from very high class families, brahmanas, kshatriyas, or vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus they are known as daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snana Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath Yatra car. In the Kshetra Mahatmya, these daitas are said to come from the Shabaras, the caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmin caste. These daitas come from the Brahmin families are called, those daitas coming from the Brahmana families are called daitapatis, or leaders of the daitas. The daitapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snana Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anasvara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever and that the daitapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabaras, who is known as the deity Nilamadava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deity was taken from the Shabaras, all the Shabara devotees were elevated to the position of the deities. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sitam. So I'm happy to be here. I'll try and say something which is relevant to the verse, although it's quite a challenge because I don't know anything about the deities. But as it says here, the deities were, or they received, or are receiving the mercy of Krishna. So that's our goal in life, is to receive Krishna's mercy. So how to receive Krishna's mercy? It's actually supposed to be quite simple if we know how to receive it. And it becomes very, very complicated if we don't know how to receive it. For instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the verse 434, Prabhupada tells us the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Does anyone know the secret of advancement in spiritual life? What's that? Yes. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. One should not only hear submissively from the spiritual master, one should not only hear submissively, but one should get a clear understanding through service, submission, inquiry. So this is the theme of practically the entire Vedic literature. For that reason, Prabhupada wanted us to have a Vyasasan for him and have a daily Guru Pooja for him. But he didn't want us to have a daily Guru Pooja. He wanted us to actually not only blindly follow him or ask him absurd inquiries, but we should also get a clear understanding through submission, submission to Prabhupada's instructions. And therefore Prabhupada gave us books, not only the movement, but also books so that we know how to serve in the movement that he gave us. The books talk about how to serve in the society of devotees. And in the society of devotees, we learn how to serve the acharyas so that we can perfectly serve the devotees by serving the acharyas. In other words, in the process of becoming conscious of Krishna, Sri Rupa Goswami mentions that there are 6 loving exchanges, which we're, I'm sure most of us are familiar with. Tadati pratigrinati gunyamakriti prichyati punte bo jayate chaiva shadvidam pratirakshana. Offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, offering prasad, and accepting prasad. These are the 6 exchanges of love shared by one devotee and another. Because the process is bhakti, so bhakti means love. So of course, we want to love Krishna, but right now we don't have any direct access to Krishna. Or at least Krishna in his original form of Shyama Sundar, although he may be on our altar, but still we cannot go directly to serving him. Even in the spiritual world, devotees do not just directly serve Krishna. Generally speaking, they serve through the servants of Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Parakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. Therefore, we have to choose someone who can expertly help us learn how to serve, first of all, Krishna, and next, serve his devotees. Then serve the innocent to help them become devotees, and to not waste our time when we cannot help those who are against Krishna become Krishna conscious. Instead, we should try to apeksha or try to ignore them. So in that process of trying to cooperate with the devotees, serve the devotees, One has to learn from the expert spiritual master who knows what is an instrument for Krishna, who is devoid of false ego, as Krishna said, has the qualities, yahaya kamayak sarvam pumam shariti nispriha nirmamo nirahankara sa shantim adigachati. One who has given up all desires of sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who has given up all sense of proprietorship and is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain real peace. So such a person can teach us expertly how to serve the devotees and engage in the six loving relationships. How to Krishneti yasi giritam manase driyeta. How to actually respect all the devotees, what to speak of all living entities, all the devotees, at least within the mind. As soon as we start becoming unnecessarily critical or unauthorizedly critical of devotees, then immediately our minds, our consciousness is taken away from Krishna consciousness. That's called aparad. There's no question of getting mercy if we're in some other mood other than bhakti. Of course, that doesn't mean that we don't see any faults. That's not possible unless we become on the perfectional platform. But we see the faults as an opportunity to help the devotee overcome the faults. Not to become envious of the devotee because they have faults, but to see if possible we can serve them to pass over those obstacles. And for the devotees who are initiated, and what does initiation mean? Initiation doesn't mean throwing some grains in the fire and then getting another name. Initiation means actually take up the mood that although I'm under the influence of the illusory energy presently, but I know, at least theoretically, if not by experience, that I'm actually the servant of the servant of Krishna. Therefore, in order to realize my servitorship to Krishna and his associates, therefore I have to follow the instructions of the acharyas coming into super succession so that my real identity will be revealed and my false identity will be forgotten. Therefore, initiation means to accept oneself as the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna into super succession, not for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or only when we throw the grains in the fire. It means eternally. As Prabhupada said one time in a lecture when he was marrying Hari Griva, I think her name was Shyama Dasi. What was that? Shyama
Dasi.
Yes. And he said, I met this boy, referring to Hari Griva, on the street. Hari Griva was walking by and he met the Swamiji because Hari Griva and Kirtananda had gone to India and they had seen sadhus there. So they recognized Prabhupada as a sadhu and they came up to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, are you a sadhu from India? Prabhupada said, yes. I have some classes at 26 Second Avenue. You're invited to come. Oh, very nice. So I met this boy as if accident. I met him on the street, but now I think that the relationship is eternal. Eternal doesn't mean 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It means permanently. In other words, our first business is to fix up the instructions of the actual, of the acharyas coming down into super succession from Krishna. In other words, by fixing up their instructions, then we get their association. And by the association in the attitude of service, then gradually we become connected with the disciples' succession. If we perform nice service, then they recommend us to their spiritual master in disciples' succession. And then if we get a recommendation, ultimately through the succession to the six Goswamis, they can recommend us to the Panchatattva. And if the Panchatattva is pleased with us, then we'll we'll be able to experience the feelings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in separation from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan and their associates, and then we'll actually enter into the spiritual platform of experience. There's no other way of doing that. We may make our own process, and we may sincerely serve, and Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita in 10.10, that one may have a bona fide spiritual master and be attached to a spiritual organization, but if he's not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna helps from within. The only qualification is that one should render all kinds of service with love. So if we're not intelligent enough to understand the necessity of taking shelter of the acharya and disciple succession, then, or the movement that the acharya gives us, then if we simply try to render some service enthusiastically with some care and attention, then the result is that Krishna will gradually give us the intelligence of the need for us to take shelter of the acharya and disciple succession, and therefore be actually connected with Krishna through the disciple succession. So we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing, but if we actually want to experience Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing, which means his ecstasy is not coming from dancing, it's coming from his feelings of separation from Krishna and his associates in Vrindavan, and due to that ecstasy, then he's dancing. If we want to feel that, then we also have to become sincere in our service to the acharya. Because here we have Prabhupada, he's translating the Chaitanya Charitamrita to make it accessible to us. He's giving us the purports to make it accessible to us. But he's hearing these purports and he's serving the acharyas in disciple succession from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who is also serving the acharyas, specifically Srirup Damodara Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, who had personally witnessed these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and actually entered into them, were actually fully conscious of them. So when we're hearing this, we're getting the association of so many perfect souls who are transparent mediums to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And therefore, if we take up the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take up the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as given to us by the acharyas, and the acharya, specifically Srila Prabhupada, has given us the ISKCON movement in order to engage in these loving exchanges so that we become enthusiastic and intelligent how to actually help other conditioned souls engage in the same loving exchanges in Krishna consciousness. Then, by such loving exchanges and helping the innocent, I will be serving the best way Krishna. Of course, we serve Krishna in the temple also by engaging these loving exchanges in the temple. We can exchange these loving exchanges even with the conditioned souls, as we find here that the daityas were not very elevated, but by good association and service to Nila Madhava, then they became elevated to the position of personal servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have this opportunity to actually, well, not only the opportunity, we have to serve the innocent people in Krishna consciousness. The most innocent people, of course, are generally the devotees. Sometimes we don't think that the devotees are innocent, but they're usually the most innocent in the sense that they have some desire to become Krishna conscious. They're inquisitive how to become Krishna conscious, but they're not exactly clear what the process of Krishna consciousness is. Therefore, we should try to help each other by explaining to the best of our ability, especially to those who are aspiring to make advancement in devotional service, and accept our instructions, what is the actual process by which we can become submissive. If we don't respect the devotees within the mind, at least, then certainly we're not going to be submissive to them. If we don't realize the necessity of cooperating to spread the Sankirtan movement and to participate in the Sankirtan movement, of actually engaging in the loving exchanges with the devotees, which requires submission to the acharyas. In other words, we engage in loving exchanges with the devotees, not without the protection and the shelter of the acharyas, but because of the shelter and protection of devotees, we'll be able to engage in loving exchanges with the devotees. If we get to get the acharyas in the super succession, if we forget those who represent the acharyas in the super succession, then we'll be ungrateful. And if we're ungrateful, then there's no question of engaging loving exchanges. So, of course, all this requires a good deal of intelligence, and unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, our intelligence has generally been taken away by the illusory energy, and we're just trying to reclaim it. So if we don't understand everything perfectly, at least if we try to understand to the best of our ability, then gradually Krishna says, if we hear submissively from the devotees, then we might get something where we can apply this philosophy. And what is the application of the philosophy? The application of this philosophy, somehow or another, become consistent in our service, steadily engage in our service, and do it, if not with enthusiasm, at least with care. The highest form of service would be love, ecstatic love, but if we don't have that love, then we have to learn how to be enthusiastic. Activities performed in Krishna consciousness with intelligence are called enthusiasm, Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction. So that's within our realm of influence, that's within our realm of possibility. We can perform activities in Krishna consciousness with intelligence to the best of our realization, and do it with in Krishna consciousness with some kind of spiritual vision, especially Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa, that I'm taking shelter of the instructions of Krishna and his representatives in the simple succession. And I'm doing this activity, I have no goal in life, save and accept, act in Krishna consciousness, just to satisfy Krishna. And what will be the result? The result is that we'll actually be Krishna conscious while we're doing the service. And that's the perfection of our life, to do our service in Krishna consciousness. There's no higher perfection than that. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Sthanesthita shrutigatam tanurangmanobhira." We don't have to change anything. Men don't have to become women. Women don't have to become men. We don't have to become Brahmins or Kshatriyas or Vaishyas or Shudras or temple presidents or GBCs or initiating gurus or sannyasis. We don't have to become anything. We just have to become the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna in this simple succession. Everything else that we're aspiring, if we're aspiring for anything else other than to serve the devotee, the acharyas in disciplined succession, then more or less we're wasting our time. Of course, we may get some position, and we can also utilize that in Krishna service. There's no harm, but certainly the spiritual advancement doesn't depend upon any particular status of life. Stani Sita, according to Lord Brahma, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's confirmation, remaining whatever situation we are, hear submissively, and then with our body, mind, and words, serve those words, serve the acharyas, and the result is we become connected in disciplined succession, and we become connected in ecstatic love for Krishna. And ecstatic love for Krishna attracts all the residents of Vrindavan to actually associate with us. Or Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, "Don't try and see Krishna. Act in such a way as that Krishna will want to see you." So the formulas are there throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And if we take up those formulas of how to exchange loving exchanges by becoming submissive and inquisitive, how I can actually make advancement in spiritual life, how I can become a better servant of the devotees, inquisitive about how to actually become Krishna conscious, and then if we find out, if Krishna tells us, then we apply it within our life. And as we apply it within our life, and Krishna sees we're sincere, then didami buddhiyogam tam, then Krishna will give us more intelligence. What to avoid, what to accept, how to rely upon Krishna, how to believe, how to become faithful that Krishna will protect us, maintain us, how to become more humble, how to have no goal in life except to satisfy Krishna. Always feel oneself meek and humble is the perfection. Meek and humble, always feel oneself as a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. And one should know that whatever one can do is not one's own doing, it's only because one has become whatever one can do in Krishna consciousness, it's not because of one's own personal qualifications, it's only because one has agreed to become an instrument for the previous acharyas. Then what is the result is that we'll be able to actually associate with our acharyas, we'll remember them, we'll have their protection, their association, the six Goswamis, and we'll actually be able to feel the ecstasy, love and separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are experiencing at these Rath Yatras. And therefore, we'll actually go back as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking all his devotees and Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan, and all of us will all meet together in Vrindavan. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? 1 second. Okay. All right, Mataji. I saw your hand first.
Maharaj, you mentioned don't become envious of devotees who have faults. I can understand being envious of someone who is, glorious, but how are we envious of those who have faults?
Well, generally in the material world, people take great satisfaction when they see others have faults. Because if they're fallen, that makes me more elevated, in my mind at least. So, we don't want people to become purified, because if they become purified, then they'll surpass me. And therefore I won't be able to think myself to be the greatest, or great. So we're envious, because we don't want to help people with faults, we want to criticize them. We want to keep them in the same position.
Are you saying, Maharaj, if you don't have debt because the cause is envy?
What's that?
If I'm not willing to help,
use the mic. Use the mic.
Cause of
why don't you use the mic?
The cause of, in other words, if I'm not willing to help when someone has some problem. Because I have enviousness within?
Maybe. Could be because I can help them. I can pray for them. I mean, I can do something for them. But generally, we're envious of people who have faults if we have the same faults. Because we think that they're bad and I'm good. So that's the sign that we probably have the same faults that they have. And generally speaking, when we think we're good and we think others are bad, we want to keep ourselves good and other people bad because that makes us feel good, that we're good and they're bad.
Interesting. Thank you.
Yes.
I have three questions, but just one little point on this point about envy someone with faults. Raghunath Das Goswami gives the example that when we're finding fault, and it may be in the mood, we may be thinking this is actually good for pushing in Krishna consciousness, but he describes it as bathing in ass urine. We're thinking we're getting ourselves clean by pointing out the faults of others, but actually we're becoming quite contaminated by it. And
maybe I can say one thing though, is that there is room for seeing faults, but we should see faults with the idea, when we do see faults, of helping them overcome it.
Okay.
So that's bona fide. We'd be foolish if we thought everyone was perfect. Then that means it takes a second-class devotee to have discrimination, to see what's when people are doing the right thing, when they're doing the wrong thing. Otherwise, if we think everyone's doing the right thing, we'll get in trouble. So at least on the second Madhyam Adhikari, they learn discrimination, but discrimination to help people. Help devotees, help innocent people, make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
One thing is that that Prabhupada would sometimes use envy, not in the context that commonly used in American vernacular, as I want what that person has, but it's kind of like a negativity or a hatred. And apparently, I saw an analysis once that in British English, British English, that was an understanding that was current at the time Prabhupada was in India.
Like the people are...
It's like a negativity, kind of a hatred, opposed to, I want what that person has. So it seems like in the area of fault finding, that it's more like, oh, God, you know that.
I think it has both connotations.
Yeah, but it's sometimes...
When we see people are fallen, for instance, you may see someone engaging in illicit sex, you may criticize them, and become very envious of them. But actually, you probably want to do the same thing, but you're just feeling. Because somehow or another, I'm obligated not to do it, but they're doing it, so we become envious of them. They're doing something I want to do, but I can't do.
So here's a question. That was just a short comment. But you brought up the point about what actually diksha involves. It's not just throwing grains in the fire, one-shot deal. And I just thought, if you could give some clarification. Prabhupada in the text 5 of Nectar of Instruction says, and he's describing diksha, the process by which a devotee becomes attached to Krishna is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 4.192. I won't do the Bengali. Here's the translation. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders to the service of the Lord, Krishna accepts him to be as good as he himself. And then there's the kind of continuing, Prabhupada quotes Jiva Goswami from Bhakti Sandarva, and he says, by diksha, one gradually becomes disinterested in material enjoyment and gradually becomes interested in spiritual life. So again, it kind of reiterates this point about it being a process. So the question that I have is, how is it that... I guess it's at one end of the process that Krishna accepts him, because that's what happens when fully surrenders. So it's towards the end of the process where Krishna accepts him to be as good as himself. Is that how it would work?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's not that you just throw some grit. Actually, real initiation means to accept oneself as a servant of the servant of Krishna. So the more one becomes a servant of the servant of Krishna, and the more one actually becomes connected with Krishna. It's not that, as Prahlad Maharaj, when he met Lord Nrisimhadeva, first thing he said that I can't forget my spiritual master, Narada Muni, because he saved me. And that was the same thing that Prabhupada reiterated, that my spiritual master saved me. So the relationship with the spiritual master is eternal. It's part of our song we sing, birth after birth. It's an eternal relationship. And when we establish that relationship, then the spiritual master establishes our relationship with everyone else. When we talk about spiritual master, we talk about someone who's on the level of Srila Prabhupada, who's perfectly in contact with the acharyas. Of course, we take initiation within ISKCON, and someone may be on that level, they may not be on that level, but they have to connect us through our founder acharya. Because if they become perfect, it's because they perfectly follow the founder acharya. And by connecting with such the acharyas, then we know how to serve perfectly everyone, including Krishna.
Just one last question. You were making the point about how the empowerment for engaging in loving exchanges, how that comes from, and I was kind of like spacing, I was thinking about this diksha. And I didn't quite get all of that, but it was that if we surrender to the parampara, that gives us the empowerment to engage.
That is the empowerment.
That is the empowerment.
Parampara. When we talk about the transparent via media, like Srila Prabhupada, or anyone else, even one who's not perfect, to some extent they're going to convey the message, at least, of Krishna. And when we come in contact, but especially with someone like Prabhupada, the message, as much as we serve that message sincerely, then being a transparent media, then everyone's there. The whole of the civil succession is there. Even the ones we don't even know are there. They're all there. The six Goswamis are there, the Panchatattva are there, all their associates are there. This whole spiritual world with Krishna's associates, they're all there immediately.
So then we gain the understanding and the respect for other Vaishnavas, which empowers the loving exchanges, just because we're purified of the ignorance of the envy.
We become an instrument. And then our natural love is aroused. Eventually, when we come to the actual Bhava Bhakti platform, then we become perfectly situated as an instrument. And at that stage, our love is there, but our love is relatively not so great. But the love for Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and their associates, they're all there. So you add it all together, it's quite a lot. Krishna Shakti Vinanaya Tara Pravarta. But especially, it's not that we're impersonalists. The Acharya, like Prabhupada, due to his love, and all everyone else's love is there too. So when we get his mercy, then we automatically, and his mercy is there in the books, and it's not just they wave the hand, but all the other mercy comes also. That's the, yes.
To go back to that point, that I was thinking that in Gambira, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had all these eternal associates who could not find fault of Gopal Acharya's opinion on Jagannath as a dal and Mahaprabhu as a conscious spiritual being.
That wasn't,
but he empowered
that
only...
the poet who came with his...
Yes.
I don't think
so. Then my point is that even to find fault, you have to be empowered. I'm not trying to promote it, but...
Of course you have to be empowered. You have to have fault, but the fault should be in service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Shouldn't be just finding fault, that's mundane. But when we have to discriminate, we don't find fault, and we'll think the Sahajiyas are the same as the Acharyas. That does discriminate. But we respect them, we see the good, and we emphasize the good, and we avoid the bad, upeksha.
So if somebody finds faults, we should not look at him, maybe he's empowered.
Well, this find faults, it means Krishna must be giving them some discrimination. If it's not simply imagination, one devotee came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, everyone is criticizing him. Prabhupada said they criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't take the criticism of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as valid. They criticize Lord Krishna. They criticize Prabhupada. But such criticism is just due to the illusory energy, it's ignorance. But if someone criticizes me, I should reflect. I'm sure there's some room for criticism. If we think we're the Acharya, or we're on the level of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, no one dare criticize us, we'll probably get into a lot of trouble. Yes. Back there.
There's an old saying that those faults I see in others are one of those faults that I have my own self. So Srila Prabhupada, he completely overlooked all our faults because he was himself a faultless person. He thought his disciples, which were boys and girls, were very nice. And what the memories take, we often see that there was one devotee who said that Srila Prabhupada, Everyone loves you, and he says, that's because I love everyone. And also recall that in the prayers of Sisko Swamis, it says that they were pleasing to everyone because they were not envious of anyone.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharashi Chaitanya Charitamrita Kijai Srila Prabhupada Kijai Gaura Premanande.